Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Monday, April 15th. On today's show, Google AI introduces an efficient machine learning method to scale transformer-based large language models to infinitely long inputs, and Research Agent is transforming the landscape of scientific research through AI-powered idea generation and iterative refinement. Plus, we'll explore the use of model state data in anomaly detection. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with a new approach from Google researchers that is enabling transformer-based large language models, or LLMs, to efficiently handle extremely long input sequences. This has major implications for the capabilities of these AI systems. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent. So what exactly did the Google team develop here?
The key innovation is what they call Infini Attention. It's a new attention mechanism that combines long-term linear attention with masked local attention in a single transformer block. Crucially, it incorporates compressive memory into the standard attention process. This allows the model to store and retrieve information using a fixed set of parameters, rather than requiring memory to scale with the length of the input sequence as in standard attention mechanisms. As a result, it can keep memory consumption and computation costs manageable even for very long sequences.
And what kind of sequence lengths are we talking about here? How long of inputs can this Infini Attention approach handle?
The researchers demonstrated its effectiveness on some pretty impressive tasks. This includes book summarization with input sequences of 500,000 tokens, retrieving passkey context blocks for sequences up to 1 million tokens long, and benchmarks for language modeling with extended context. They applied the technique to LLMs, ranging from 1 billion to 8 billion parameters, to tackle these challenges.
That's a huge leap in the sequence lengths that these models can process. What are some of the key advantages this unlocks?
A major benefit is the ability to include bounded memory parameters. Essentially, this means the memory requirements of the model can be constrained and predicted ahead of time. The approach also enables fast streaming inference for LLMs. This allows them to efficiently process sequential input in near real-time scenarios. Overall, it lets transformer LLMs accommodate arbitrarily long contexts while keeping memory and compute resources in check.
How difficult is it to integrate this Infini Attention mechanism into existing transformer architectures?
That's another appealing aspect. It only requires minimal changes to the standard scaled dot product attention mechanism. This plug-and-play nature means it can be easily incorporated into current transformer designs. It also enables smooth continual pre-training and adaptation to long contexts. By processing extremely long inputs in a streaming fashion, the technique ensures efficient utilization of resources. This allows LLMs to be effectively deployed for real-world applications involving large-scale data.
It certainly sounds like an important step forward in making large language models more computationally efficient and scalable to very long sequence lengths. Thanks for breaking this down for us. Now, while we're on the topic of AI advancements, let's discuss how scientific research, crucial for advancing human well-being, faces challenges due to its complexity and slow pace, requiring specialized expertise. Integrating artificial intelligence, particularly large language models or LLMs, could revolutionize this process. Here to discuss how LLMs can accelerate research is our Simply AI correspondent. So tell us, how can LLMs help with the research process?
LLMs are very good at processing large amounts of data and identifying patterns. This means they have the potential to really accelerate research by suggesting ideas and aiding in experimental design. While existing work has focused on using LLMs to facilitate experimental validation, their use in the initial idea generation phase still needs to be explored further. Current methods like literature-based discovery are limited in scope and emphasize specific relationships rather than broader idea generation processes.
And it looks like some researchers have developed a new tool called Research Agent to address this. What can you tell us about how it works?
That's right. Researchers from CAIST, Microsoft Research, and DeepAuto.ai developed Research Agent, which is powered by a large language model. It reads a core academic paper and then explores related literature through references and citations. However, the researchers realized this initial approach might limit its ability to grasp broader contextual knowledge across disciplines. So to address this, they propose augmenting it with an entity-centric knowledge store and iteratively refining ideas with multiple reviewing agents.
How well does this new framework perform compared to existing methods?
The researchers found that this framework outperforms existing methods, producing clearer, more relevant, and better research ideas through collaborative refinement processes. LLMs have already demonstrated remarkable capabilities across various complex scientific fields like mathematics and medicine. While they excel at accelerating experimental validation, they have yet to be extensively used for identifying new research problems. Previous approaches to hypothesis generation have focused on linking two variables, limiting their ability to tackle multifaceted real-world issues.
Can you walk us through how Research Agent actually generates these research ideas?
Research Agent automates research idea generation using LLMs. It follows a three-step process mirroring human research practices: problem identification, method development, and experiment design. LLMs leverage existing literature to formulate ideas, where a core paper is selected along with its related citations. Research Agent augments LLMs with entity-centric knowledge extracted from the scientific literature to enhance idea generation. Additionally, it employs iterative refinement with reviewing agents, evaluating generated ideas based on specific criteria. To align LLM judgments with human preferences, human annotated evaluation criteria are used to guide LLM evaluations. This iterative approach ensures the continual improvement of research ideas.
And what did the experimental results show about the effectiveness of Research Agent?
The experimental results demonstrate the efficacy of Research Agent in generating high-quality research ideas. It outperforms baselines across various metrics, especially when augmented with relevant entities, enhancing creativity. Inter-annotator agreements and agreements between human and model-based evaluations validate the reliability of assessments. Iterative refinements improve idea quality, although diminishing returns are observed. Ablation studies show the importance of both relevant references and entities. Aligning model-based evaluations with human preferences enhances the reliability of assessments. Ideas generated from high-impact papers are of higher quality. Performance with weaker LLMs drops significantly, highlighting the importance of using powerful models like GPT-4.
It certainly sounds like Research Agent could be a game changer in accelerating scientific research. Any final thoughts on the potential impact of tools like this?
In conclusion, Research Agent accelerates scientific research by automatically generating research ideas, encompassing problem identification, method development, and experiment design. It enhances LLMs by utilizing paper relationships from citation graphs and relevant entities extracted from diverse papers. Through iterative refinement based on feedback from multiple reviewing agents aligned with human preferences, Research Agent produces more creative, valid, and clear ideas than baselines. It is a collaborative partner, fostering synergy between researchers and AI in uncovering new research avenues.
A new approach to anomaly detection in image data is being explored that leverages the state of neurons within an artificial neural network. This novel method aims to provide a more refined way to spot what doesn't belong compared to traditional pixel-based approaches. For more, we turn to our correspondent. So what exactly is this new anomaly detection technique, and how does it differ from existing methods?
The key difference lies in the input data being fed into the anomaly detection models. The standard approach takes the raw image pixel data and provides that to an artificial neural network and then an isolation forest model to identify anomalies. However, this new method instead leverages what's being called model state data. Essentially, a neural network is first trained on both normal and anomalous image data. Then, the state of the neurons in the first and second layers of that network are extracted. It's this model state data that is then used as input to a new isolation forest model and another neural network for the anomaly detection task.
Interesting. And what's the potential benefit or advantage of using this model state data approach for anomaly detection?
The hypothesis is that the states of the neurons in a trained neural network may contain valuable information and patterns that can aid in identifying anomalies that pixel-based methods might miss. By tapping into the inner workings and learned representations of the neural network, it's possible that more subtle or complex anomalies can be detected. However, it's important to note that this is still an experimental approach being piloted. The project aims to compare the performance of this model state method against the traditional pixel-based anomaly detection to see if it indeed offers an improvement.
What was the motivation behind exploring this new approach? Is anomaly detection in images a particularly challenging problem?
Anomaly detection can be difficult because anomalies, by definition, are rare and often don't follow the same patterns as the normal data. In the case of image data, pixel-based methods may struggle to identify more abstract or contextual anomalies. The researcher behind this project was curious to see if the neural network itself could provide additional clues. As a fresh graduate stepping into their first role at a big company, they wanted to play around with a novel idea and compare it to existing methods. It was an opportunity to test their skills and learn something new.
It will be very interesting to see how this model state approach compares to the pixel-based anomaly detection methods. Extracting learned representations from neural networks is certainly an intriguing avenue to explore, even if it's still in the experimental phase. Thank you for walking us through this novel anomaly detection technique. For Simply AI, I'm David.
Thank you, David. I look forward to seeing where this research leads, and if we can leverage the inner workings of AI models themselves to spot the unusual and unexpected in new ways.
Meta AI is taking on a significant research challenge, developing an AI agent that can interact with humans using everyday language and understand its surroundings through senses like vision. This ambitious goal has practical implications that extend beyond the realm of research. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is Meta AI working on?
Meta has introduced the Open Vocabulary Embodied Question Answering Framework, or OpenEQA. This innovative metric is designed to assess an AI agent's understanding of its environment through open vocabulary inquiries. It's a novel approach in the field, akin to testing a person's comprehension of a topic by asking them questions and analyzing their responses. OpenEQA has two parts: episodic memory EQA, which requires the AI agent to recall prior experiences to answer questions, and active EQA, which requires the agent to actively seek out information from its surroundings.
That sounds like a comprehensive approach. What kind of data does the OpenEQA benchmark include?
The OpenEQA benchmark includes over 180 movies and scans of physical environments, as well as more than 1,600 non-templated question and answer pairs provided by human annotators. These Q&A pairs reflect real-world scenarios, making the benchmark highly relevant. Additionally, OpenEQA includes LLM Match, an automated evaluation criteria for rating open vocabulary answers. Blind user trials demonstrated that LLM Match is as closely associated with human ratings as two people are with one another.
How did various state-of-the-art vision and language models perform on the OpenEQA benchmark?
The team found a significant gap between human performance at 85.9% and even the most effective models like GPT-4V at 48.5%. This suggests that even the most advanced vision and language models struggle with spatial understanding questions. Instead of fully utilizing visual information, these models seem to rely more on prior textual knowledge to answer visual questions. This indicates that embodied AI, entities driven by these models, still have a long way to go in perception and reasoning before they are ready for widespread use.
What are the potential implications of the OpenEQA framework for the future of AI research and development?
OpenEQA integrates the capacity to respond in natural language with the ability to tackle difficult open vocabulary queries. This produces an easy-to-understand metric showing environmental expertise while challenging foundational assumptions. Researchers hope academics can use OpenEQA, the first open vocabulary benchmark for EQA, to monitor developments in scene interpretation and multimodal learning. As the pioneering effort in this field, OpenEQA could pave the way for more advanced embodied AI agents that can effectively interact with humans and understand their surroundings.
Meta AI's OpenEQA framework is clearly a significant step forward in the development of embodied AI agents. And while there's still a long way to go, the potential implications are exciting. Thanks for breaking down this complex topic for us. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.